Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn the second parak of Maseches Kilayim. Today we're going to be learning Parak Beis Mishnah Hei and Parak Beis Mishnah Vav. In the previous bunch of Mishnahs, we're discussing situations where you have one type of crop that was planted on a particular field, and we want to plant a different type of crop on that field. So the Mishnah said that you have to uproot the previous crop. You got to take a shovel, you got to turn over the soil, and that's how you can then go ahead and plant a different crop, so as not to create a problem of kilayim. Now, Perek Beis Mishnah at the beginning is going to discuss some of the interesting types of plants where you can't really turn over the soil. You have to wait much longer in order to plant something after these types of crops were planted. Says the Mishnah, Haisa sadehu zrua kanbus oluf. If a person's field is planted with kanbus or luf, with a caraway or a luf is like a type of bean, again, we don't know such specifics in terms of the type of plants that they are, but we know that these are types of plants that we'll see their roots don't take a hold right away. Therefore, you can't simply uproot them whenever you want. We learned previously that in order to uproot any sort of plant, you first have to allow the roots to begin to sprout from the seeds, which takes about 3 days. And once that happens, then you can take your shovel, stick it in, and uproot it, and the roots are going to be destroyed, the plant's going to be destroyed, and there's not going to be an issue of kilayim. So says the Mishnah, lo yehi zareya ubal gavei, and you can't simply plant on top of these particular types of crops, she'ein on osin el l'shaloshanim, because these crops take 3 years for the roots to start to take effect. And if you're just having seeds there where you can't get the seeds back, and the roots haven't started, there's no way to uproot them. Therefore, if you have these types of crops in your land, you cannot plant anything on top of those things and in the same area until you wait 3 years, because we assume that many of the seeds take at least 3 years in order for the roots to start, and therefore for you to be able to destroy and uproot those seeds and those roots. Now we're going to continue for the rest of this Mishnah, and we're going to discuss various types of foreign plants, of different types of plants that just grow by themselves, these self-growing things that sort of pop up in the middle of your other crops. Says the Mishnah, Tevua she'alu basfiche istim. And again, we don't know the specifics of these different types of crops. You have wheat, and within the wheat you have these, and I'm not even sure how to pronounce it, this acetous type of, this acetous crop that starts to grow by itself. You didn't do anything. Grew, starts growing by itself within the grain. Or let's say on the threshing floor, that's where you take all the food and all the crops, you take them out of the field and you put them on the threshing floor. So often there too, says the Mishnah, there'd be a lot of different types of vegetables that would just grow there by themselves without you doing anything. Or you have fenugreek, which is also a type of crop with edible seeds. And within those, you have different types of things that start to sprout, that start to come up by themselves. It says the Mishnah, you're not obligated to uproot, to destroy these foreign substances because they're damaging to your crops. You don't want them. The only time, and like we keep saying, that kilayim's a problem is when you intend for these different types of crops to grow together. But in this situation, they grew by themselves. You have no interest in them. They don't help you in any way. Therefore, says the Mishnah, you do not have to uproot, destroy these foreign plants. Finishes off the Mishnah, im nikesh o kisach. But if a person does go ahead and he starts to uproot and cut and get rid of these foreign plants that sprouted on their own, Omrim lo, we say to him, Akor es hakol chutz mi min achad. You must, once you start uprooting, you got to uproot all of them except for that one min, that's one type of crop that you want. And the answer for the reason for that is because if you start uprooting some and leave others, then it seems to imply that you want those others, the ones that you left, you want. And once you want it, then there's an issur of kilayim. So once you start uprooting these foreign plants, then you must finish and get rid of all of those that remain. Okay, now we're going to continue with Parak Beis Mishnah Vav as we begin discussing. We have a field and we want to plant all different types of crops. How do we avoid kilayim if I have a field where I'm looking to plant different types of crops? Says the Mishnah, Harot Zelasos Sadehu Meshar Mikol Min. A person wants to plant in his field and make different strips of different types of crops. How does he do that? Beishamai Omer, Beishamai says, Shlosha Tlamim Shel Posiach. In order to do that, you need three groundbreaking holes that are basically in between each strip, each type of crop must be separated by these types of holes. They have to be pretty far apart. These are generally furrows, things that are dug when the land is dry, and this must separate the different types of crops. Uveis Hillel, Omer Uveis Hillel says, Milo Ha'ol Ha'Sharoni. What does that mean? So Uveis Hillel says that how much space must you leave in between cracks? The amount that it takes for one of those yokes, a yoke is like something that would be put on the oxen. You have two oxen that you would put this big wooden piece on top of them, and that's what they would use to plow the land. So the yoke of Sharoni, the ol of Sharoni, which was a town of Sharon, which is a town, so that's how big you must have. The yoke was very large, this big wooden piece is very large, and that's the separation that you must have in between types of crops. Finishes off the Mishnah, Kroven Divrei Elu Lihios Kedivrei Elu. The Mishnah concludes by saying that really the opinion of Beisham and Beis Hillel are pretty much the same. Bartanur points out Beis Hillel might be a little bit smaller, but generally speaking, in this case, Beis Hillel and Beisham are basically just saying different things in the same way. There has to be a significant difference, a significant separation between the two different types of crops, but these are the shiurim, these are the measurements that they give. Quick review. Perek Beis Mishnah Hei discussed initially a case of different types of crops that you can't simply uproot them because their seeds last much longer, their roots don't develop for much longer, and therefore you have to wait 3 years in these situations before you can just go and uproot them to plant something else. And then the Mishnah discussed different types of foreign plants that just start growing spontaneously by themselves. And the halacha of the Mishnah is that you don't have to uproot them because you have no intention of having them there, and certainly they're not helpful to you. However, the Mishnah concludes by saying that if you start to uproot them, then you must uproot all of them except for that one type that you actually want there. Because again, if you leave any amount, then it seems to indicate that you actually want to keep the rest of those foreign plants there. And then Perek Beis Mishneh Vav simply discussed how much of a separation must you have in between different types of crops that you want to grow in your field. Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. But even so, the Mishnah concludes by saying that really the opinion of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are very, very similar. Have a great day.